ABC News.
What do you think about this push from our Prime Minister for a global agreement to clamp down on these social media companies? Is something like that even viable?
Well, it's a really complicated issue. I think when you really dig down into this, it's not as if the social media companies aren't doing anything about it. We saw Facebook report, once this video was shared or extracts of it 1.5 million times, automatically they took down 1.2 million of those uploads. And then that leaves 300,000 where you've got manual takedowns taking place. YouTube disabled and essentially broke its own search function by removing the ability to search by upload date. So these companies, I think, are taking things. It's a really fraught area and very difficult to clamp down on. I mean, the other issue here is everything that all the devices we have now are essentially live streaming devices. Even if you removed Facebook Live, you still have the ability to live stream off your telephone through, say, Skype or FaceTime, what have you. So there's all these other ways that we can do this, and essentially to get into this in terms of a global measure that's somehow going to, automatically fix this, it's a little bit more complicated than that.
So how does Facebook actually vet this type of live comment? I've heard it uses artificial intelligence. Can you explain what that means?
Well, essentially, you've got patterns in videos. So once it knows that there's a piece of illicit content, you can automatically recognise when content that matches that shows up. It's similar to, child exploitation images. There's a pattern there that the machine learning can pick up and then recognise when similar images or the same image is uploaded again or shared again. So there's mechanisms to sort of automate this process. I think we're at the very beginning of that. Machine learning, artificial intelligence is really just at the very cusp of being deployed. It's getting better and better. And I think as we, if you look at the sort of stats, we've gone from sort of almost no automation to, very high levels of automation today. And I think that's only going to continue. And the other sort of big issue here, I think, is that these companies don't really have any interest in, being hotbeds for sharing of terrorist or extremist content. They're mainstream platforms that are trying to attract, large numbers of people. And so to have this type of content there is not good for their business either.
And opposition leader Bill Shorten has said that traditional media companies would end up in court if they published that sort of material. Do you think that social media companies should be governed by the same standards? And if so, how would that be policed?
Well, I think there is a case to be made that, the same rules that apply offline should apply online. There's a logic to that. There's also, I think, we're also in a slightly different era where, people need to, and now everyone's a publisher, everyone in a way has to take greater responsibility for what they're sharing. So we've seen, for example, a teenager in New Zealand charged for sharing this content. So I think there is a case to be made that individuals themselves also need to be, made aware of their responsibilities and also, bought into this process and made to act a little bit more responsibly when it comes to sharing information like this.
Mm. The Prime Minister says the internet is in reality an ungoverned space. Is it also ungovernable?
I think inevitably we're going to see more and more regulation. The internet started out as this giant free-for-all. It was, said that it was sort of a utopian sort of space where everyone could share whatever they wanted and it was anonymous and free and you could do whatever you wanted. Increasingly, that is not the case. It's being clamped down. It's being run by large platforms. It tends towards monopoly in a lot of different areas. So I think inevitably we're going to see more and more regulation and we're going to see countries take more and more national-level approaches. So things like the Chinese firewall, Russia trying to close off its internet to the outside world, that type of thing repeated around the world.
So, in conclusion, you believe that the internet giants can actually be compelled to act more swiftly in removing the sort of content we're talking about or not allowing it up in the first place?
Well, I think there's going to be inevitably more regulation. I think they are working quite hard already to try and bring down content, but I think the tools like automation are going to make that much swifter. I think it's a complicated area, but of course, I think the companies themselves would be the first to admit more could be done.
ABC News.